Gavel time. The banging of the gavel when Bill Handel says if they have a case. Oh yeah, it's gavel time. We know Bill Handel can't be a real judge any place. It's gavel time.
Oh yeah, it's gavel time.
We'll put a gavel solo into that song.
Absolutely,
next time.
There it is. My drum solo almost is a timpani, isn't it? Not quite. It's a little bit harsher. All right. Now, it's time for gavel time. Do they have a case? And the rules are always the same. Wayne Resnick does the research and asks me, do they have a case? Cases that are pending, have not been decided yet. Cases that have been decided and are on the appeal. Or cases that have been decided by the appeals court. And every once in a while, there's a case that is... has so many moving parts and that may be so important, the Supreme Court may hear it. Although 5,000 cases are presented to the Supreme Court every year, of which about 80 are heard. And the court says they don't grant certiorari, the Supreme Court, which is legalese for feh on your case. We're not hearing it. Wayne, let's do it, please.
All right. So this case involves when can a police officer extend a traffic stop to investigate something else? It's the highway patrol guys, driving around patrolling the highways. And there was a tip from the DEA that two guys were driving a red Lexus, possibly transporting drugs. He sees a red Lexus that matches the description. But he thinks, well, I'm not going to pull them over unless they do something. And they do. The car swerves out of the lane. He goes, gotcha. So he pulls them over, and he gives the guy a ticket for the swerving. And he starts asking him a bunch of questions about, hey, where are you coming from? Where are you from? What are you doing? Why are you swerving? And the guy says, you know, I just got this car. I'm having trouble with the front end. I am a little tired. And there's a passenger in the car. So he asks this guy what's up, and he leaves him in the patrol car. Then he asks the passenger, hey, what's up? Where are you coming from and everything? And their stories are inconsistent. He also notices the following things in the car. An energy drink in the console, food wrappers in the front, and a suitcase on the back seat. He decides, you stay in the car for a while. I'm going to bring in a drug-sniffing dog. Dog finds a bunch of methamphetamine in the car. So the guy's convicted of possession of methamphetamine, and he says, hey, you should suppress that meth because this traffic stop was over. You'd already given me a ticket for swerving. In fact, we actually shook hands like, hey, thanks, you know, see ya. And then you start with you decide, oh, wait a minute, stay here, and you do the dog thing. So he goes up. The district court says, no, this is fine. You're convicted. Goes to the Federal Court of Appeals. What do you think happens there?
I think that at the point of the ticket, I agree with the lower court. The cop had no business asking the passenger, what are you up to? It's only the driver. It was a stop.
I might have said it wrong. The lower court said it was fine to bring in the dog. So this guy goes to the appeals court now.
Okay. I don't think bringing in the dog is legitimate because there is a suitcase, an energy drink, food wrappers from a fast food place, and that's enough.
Yeah. And I'll just give you the cop's thinking was, oh, that seems like people who want to get from somewhere to somewhere very quickly and maybe not stop for food on the road. That was his thinking that he testified.
That is such a crock. I have no idea why the lower court would allow a drug sniffing dog on there. Because that seems violation after violation. Certainly the stop was legitimate, but it was over at that point. There was nothing that was seen that was illegal in view of the cop. Obviously, if there was a bag of marijuana or there are baggies hanging out with white powder, certainly that's probable cause. But no, just because, energy drink, food wrappers. I have food wrappers in my car constantly. My daughter has food wrappers up to her knees when she gets into cars. I mean, it's just that's going to stop it, and brings her little knapsack with her, and she does all the time. In case she's sleeping over at the house, mm-hmm. you know, she brings her little suitcase. No. Illegal search and seizure.
Well, if there's ever an opening on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, you should be nominated, because that's what they said also. And the stuff that the cops saw, even with the tip from the DEA, that there are people in a red Lexus, was not yeah. enough to give him probable cause to continue dealing with this guy.
Okay, the next one.
Oh, this is very interesting. I think somebody that you know, and if it's okay if we say it when I tell you what it is, we can say who it is. I think somebody that you know may use this service. It's a service called TV Eyes, Inc. And what they do is they roll tape, audio for radio, video for TV, over 1,400 TV channels and radio channels, and they also collect the closed captioning. They put it in a database, and what it allows people to do when you subscribe, you can search for terms, and it'll pull up clips that have your terms. So can we say who might use
sure.
this? John Thomas, I think, might be using this in his political strategy business.
I think he may already be using this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
When I said he may, I think
right.
he may use it. So— you know, but anyway, so it's $500 a month, and it's not available to private people for private use, but commercial use. So this is what they do. Okay. Fox News comes and sues TV Eyes, Inc. and says, hey, copyright infringement, because you're making all of our stuff available to people like this. And TV Eyes says, well, not really, because they have to search for the terms, and they're only going to get limited clips. So this goes to all the way up to the Court of Appeals, and basically the two arguments are this is protected because it's transformative, because we're only giving you a tiny clip based on something that you search. Fox's argument is maybe per search you can only get a clip or two, but every single thing that we broadcast is now on your computers at this company and available to the people who subscribe. You're taking everything we do and making it available without our permission.
But only available, not to rebroadcast, correct?
But it's for commercial purposes because right. TVI charges $500 a month.
Okay. I am, this is more speculation than actual law, because I don't think there's a law on this. And the argument there is, Fox News is going to lose because it is not a rebroadcast. It is merely gathering the information that was already on there that anybody can record. And if it's not for rebroadcast, it's already out there. And I don't think the copyright goes to the use of hard news items, even if it's the actual broadcast is copyrighted. You can't. It couldn't be rebroadcast. That's my that's the way I'm going. Do you understand
yes.
what I just said?
Yes.
So I'm saying Fox loses.
They balanced these two things a little differently. Fox wins.
Ah, all right. One out of one. And why did Fox win?
Because they said the fact that every single thing that Fox broadcasts is now available over here deprives Fox of revenue that they would be entitled to.
But otherwise, those people could easily just gather their own and run their own 24-hour service on their own. So, yeah.
Well, that's why it's a weird.
Yeah,
they had to balance the two
yeah,
aspects
I, and
of the
I
case.
Don't, so I don't understand quite what's happening. If it's not for rebroadcast, it's for informational purposes. So I have no idea why the court went that way. Okay, let's move on. We'll finish it up right after the break. Jennifer Jones Lee. Handle and the morning crew. The biggest stories we're covering: Syrian chemical attack, and the president is within 24 to 48 hours going to respond to that. And the Cosby trial starts today. All right, now let's go ahead and finish up. Do they have a case with Wayne Resnick?
All right, I know you love the Second Amendment and cases about the Second Amendment. So here we have a lawsuit against New York City. There's three kinds of, well, there's two now kinds of licenses you can get for a gun. You can get a carry license, very rare. You can get a premises license that licenses you to have a gun at a particular location.
And in the house, they don't, there's no licensing because that, the Supreme
that's
Court has the, already
that's
said.
That's Heller, right. But
can,
let's
yes.
say you have a jewelry store
Got
or whatever.
It.
And if you have, and they used to have something called a target license, which would allow you to take your gun anywhere in the state to shoot at competitions. And they started getting complaints that people were abusing it, and they got rid of it. So anyway, You have a premises license.
You have to get closer to the mic.
If you have a premises license, you can only take the gun out of the premises to go to an authorized target range for practice. And there's seven of them in New York City. There's at least one in every borough. Now, here comes this lawsuit that says, hey, we want to go shoot at target ranges and we want to compete at competitions outside the city. And we're not allowed to do it. And so you're infringing on our Second Amendment rights. What did the appeals court say?
I think that the Second Amendment advocates were dead on at that point, because that is an infringement, because it's not logical. It is an undue burden based on the fact that they're allowed to have a permit to go from premises to a gun range. And they're putting an arbitrary line, a geographical line. So you're allowed to go to 7th Avenue, but you can't go beyond. You can't go across the Hudson, or you can't go across the, well, it would be the Hudson into, for example, New Jersey. I think that they have a legitimate case to argue that it is an infringement. That's my take. But this is New York. New York! And this is the appeals court?
This is the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in federal court.
Yeah, they're not that liberal. So that's the way I take it. But the way you're saying, I may have lost that one only because, again, we were saying during the break, you know, sometimes the judges, you can look at it and it makes no sense. Logic doesn't prevail. So I'm going to say Second Amendment folks are right.
Wrong.
Yeah. Drives me crazy. What was their rationale?
The appeals court, the first thing is this, that the Second Amendment right to a gun has been defined very narrowly. It's a gun for defense.
Yes.
There's no constitutional right to a gun for hunting or target shooting. That's not a right that's been found. And Heller is the case, you know, that said it is an individual right, but for defense. And so what they said is there are seven gun ranges in the city. You can go to any one of them to shoot your gun, to get proficient with your gun. And so it's not an undue burden that you can't go even farther away.
But you're talking about, you mentioned the word competition.
They wanted to go to competition.
That's in competition. But here's the logic. You can have competition within the city, but you can't go a mile for another competition. And it seems like it is an arbitrary geographical situation. That's all I'm saying.
It is. You're right. But you don't have a Second Amendment right to take a gun to a target shooting competition. That's what they're focusing on.
Oh, they argue the constitutional right, not that particular law fails because it is arbitrary and capricious.
It is arbitrary and capricious, and it does place a burden on people who want to travel to engage in target shooting competitions. But the appeals court said that's not the Second Amendment right that you
have. Okay, so the argument was Second Amendment. I can see that. Okay, I was moving more on the rationale of the city and attacking just the rationale of the city, saying this is not a Second Amendment issue. This is, if you let me go to a gun range here and a gun range a mile from here, you say no, that's an arbitrary, especially if that's the competition that I'm going to. Yeah, that just seems arbitrary. So I don't understand what the court said. Well, I do understand what the court said, but it's the city ordinance that makes no sense on an arbitrary argument, as opposed to Second Amendment. I worm my way out of it. Okay. Excellent.